Province, your news, East Coast Radio News Watch.
If you're planning on spending time outdoors, make sure to pack an umbrella or a raincoat. KZN is in for a stormy weekend, with the Weather Office issuing several alerts for the province. There's a yellow level 2 warning in place for severe thunderstorms along the coast and adjacent interior today. It's accompanied by heavy downpours, excessive lightning, damaging winds and hail. That changes to a yellow level 4 alert in central and western KZN. The storms may lead to localised flooding of susceptible roads, low-lying areas and bridges, as well as damage to infrastructure. Here's forecaster Masego Ntlapo.
The difference between the two is the likelihood and the impact. So for yellow level 2 warning, we have a high likelihood with minor impacts, whereas for yellow level 4 warning, we have a low likelihood with significant impacts.
She says there's another weather warning in place for KZN tomorrow.
For a disruptive rainfall, have a yellow level 4 for Sunday over the northern parts of KZN. So it's excluding Umgungi Ndlovu, eThekwini, Harry Gwala and Ubu districts. For Monday, we will review the impacts that we are anticipating, but for now, there is nothing.
An investigation is underway after a deadly crash on the N2 on the south coast. A head-on collision near the Umzumbia River Bridge between a car and a minibus taxi claimed the lives of 5 family members last night. 3 children aged between 3 and 5 years, an adult believed to be the mother and father, died at the scene. KZN Transport spokesperson Dabezin Lesbia says 2 others, including a 14-year-old boy, were rushed to hospital.
From the 7-seater vehicle, 2 people sustained injuries. The MC has expressed his deepest condolences to the families of the deceased. He has assigned a team from his office to liaise with the local community leaders. The RTI team will provide a preliminary report.
And further afield, the U.S. Justice Department says it will investigate Jeffrey Epstein's alleged links to several high-profile Democrats, including former President Bill Clinton, following pressure from Donald Trump. It comes even as newly released congressional emails show Trump's own name appearing hundreds of times in the late sex offenders' correspondence. But the U.S. president has maintained his innocence.
What did Jeffrey Epstein mean in his emails when he said you knew about the girls?
I know nothing about that. They would have announced that a long time ago. It's really, what did he mean when he spent all the time with Bill Clinton, with the president of Harvard, who, you know, that is Summers, Larry Summers, whatever his name is, and all of the other people that he spent time with. Jeffrey Epstein and I had a very bad relationship for many years.
Back home, Durban and Richards Bay reach a high of 26 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 27, Ladysmith and Ulundi 29, Newcastle 28, Moore River 25, Margate 24, Kokstad 21 and 23 for the Berg. Morning swells are reaching 3.5 metres at the Durban beach, with sunset at 6:29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.